This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We will take some of your phone calls coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, 913-586-7965. We're not taking them now. Sam Munson, we're about to play our conversation with him coming up in just a bit, but I do want to let you know that we are going to take your phone calls coming up in just a bit. We're talking about the top story. The Chiefs have their newest wide receiver. They have picked up DeAndre Hopkins. I'll give you more of my reaction to this move coming up in just a bit, but let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Sam Munson. He was at Pro Football Focus. He is now with the 33rd team, and we get his reaction to the trade that sends DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City.
Yeah, I like the move. It's not a big cost. You know, they're not throwing a ton of resources at this. They're not going all in. They've looked at the landscape and they said, okay, who could come in, make a difference, make an impact without breaking the bank? And I think Hopkins fits that bill. He's not the player that he used to be. He's not a, you know, truly elite number one receiver, but he can still play. There's just a couple of elements to his game that aren't really there anymore. He doesn't have the top end speed to take the top off of defense anymore. He can still win vertically, but it's going to be on contested catches, or it's going to be on route running savvy and alignment. And then he's lost a bit of juice off the line of scrimmage. That initial burst isn't the same as it used to be, but he understands defenses. He can still separate at the break in his routes. He can still understand where the gaps are in zone. And for the kind of role that I think the Chiefs are going to want him for, a guy that can replace what Rashee Rice was doing and what Juju Smith-Schuster was doing, that chain-moving possession guy, I think it makes a ton of sense.
Sammy, I don't know if the Chiefs, at least during the Patrick Mahomes, Brett Veach era, I don't know if they've had a receiver like this. Maybe you could argue that's what Sammy Watkins was, but the receiver that you just described, usually the Chiefs like the 6 foot, 6'1", 185-pound, wiry, fast receiver. That's not at all what DeAndre Hopkins is. This is a very different move than you would typically expect from Kansas City.
Yeah, it is, but I think it sort of fits the players that they've been losing. You know, Rashee Rice, I think, kind of discovered something for them last season when he emerged and they realized they could move the chains over the middle, from the slot, without having to go to these sort of perimeter wide receivers, keep things tighter, and use a lot of run after the catch skills. And I think that really unlocks something for this offense. And then obviously Rice goes down with that knee injury. Juju Smith-Schuster's not the same type of receiver, but from alignment and from a passing game standpoint, he can do some of the same things without the same threat after the catch. And I think that's what they're trying to replace. You know, they're going to rely on Xavier Worthy to provide the deep threat, the scare, the ability to take the top off of defense and back secondaries off. But they really want to maximize just their ability to keep the chains moving with Travis Kelce and with another reliable target underneath.
Right now we're talking to Sam Munson about the trade that sends DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City. Let's talk very quickly about the compensation. I think it's kind of hard to poke holes in the compensation. You gave up a fifth-round pick that could be a fourth-round pick if the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl and you try to address one of your biggest and most important needs. I think from a compensation standpoint, this is pretty good. I am curious to get your opinion. What trade do you think would have made more sense? Do you think it's the one that sent Amari Cooper to Buffalo a couple of weeks ago, or the one that brings DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City?
I think Amari Cooper is a better player right now, and I think he can do more things in the offense than the current version of DeAndre Hopkins can. You know, I probably would have been looking to make that deal happen, but that's more expensive. You know, that was giving up a higher pick, and the Chiefs, you know, part of their thinking, I think, in this deal is they did not want to give up a pick of significance, I guess, is a way of describing it. Like, either way, you know, the worst this can be is a fourth-round draft pick. Most fourth-round draft picks are not impactful players. So I think that's a roll of the dice you take any day of the week, particularly when I think you have multiple third-round picks next year. So I think they can give up that kind of draft capital and not have to be concerned about it. So I think this is a better move for what the Chiefs wanted.
I think it makes a lot of sense if you go at it through those parameters. I mean, everybody has a budget. When you go to buy a TV, when you go to buy a new couch, everybody has a budget. I do think it was very clear that the Chiefs didn't want to spend a top 100 pick. A player that I really wanted was Deontay Johnson. I thought he fit not only a short-term need, but a long-term need. But again, if you were talking about the Chiefs sort of needed a rental player to get them through the rest of the season, this is one of the best options they could have gone with.
Yeah, agreed. And I think that's what they're looking for because, you know, theoretically, they're getting these guys back at some point. Maybe it's after the season, you know, maybe we're talking about 2025 and beyond, but they don't need a guy that can come in and change the whole dynamic of the receiving corps for the next couple of years. They need somebody that can get them, keep their chances of a three-peat alive this season. And I think Hopkins is a perfect fit for that. There are other receivers that would be as well, but they're either way more expensive or they're bringing in that multi-year sort of future aspect to it as well, which just muddies the waters.
Right now, we're talking to Sam Munson of the 33rd team, getting his reaction to the trade that sends DeAndre Hopkins to the Kansas City Chiefs. It sounds to me, Sammy, that from a fit perspective, you think this fit makes a lot of sense. When you look at these numbers and you kind of dissect these players, how long does it typically take to kind of get a player ingrained into the offense? We saw Amari Cooper, he had 4 catches for 66 yards and a touchdown. How long do you think it could take to kind of get DeAndre Hopkins in full stride, so to speak?
I think it'll take a few weeks to get him, you know, really up to full speed and doing everything. You know, you can get a guy on the field, you can have him working with a sort of section of the offense basically immediately, right away, but that's not going to give you the full access, the full breadth to everything that he can do. That's going to take a couple of weeks. You know, a lot of it depends just how quickly he's able to pick up the offense, and obviously that varies player to player, but I would imagine he plays right away, and then over the next couple of weeks, they scale up his involvement and his, you know, sort of full reach within the offense, and then we'll get to see what real impact it has.
What letter grade would you give this trade?
I think it's a great trade for Kansas City. I think this is a B+, an A-. I think it's right up there with as good a job as they could have done given where they are. You know, they're in a tough spot. They've lost a lot of guys to injury, but most of them are not long-term sort of future-changing injuries for this team. They needed a stopgap. They needed a short-term guy that can come in, potentially make a pretty sizable impact in a fairly distinct role for them. And they didn't want to break the bank and make it happen. I think they've achieved all of that.
That is Sam Munson of the 33rd team joining us on the show today. I would 100% agree. I think the Chiefs had a very clear guideline of what they were looking for. I think they had a shopping list, and I think they went out and they found a player that fits almost every single thing they were looking for. I think there are a lot of reasons to like this trade. I think there's a lot of reasons to like the compensation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.